This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Madeline, I go away for a week and you get in trouble.
I know. It's almost irresistible. What are you talking about?
Well, it's the interview that you did on Friday that got as much mail as I think we've seen on anything.
Would you perhaps be talking about the Sam Harris interview? He wrote that book, Letter to a Christian Nation.
I heard the interview. I was listening. He made some pretty charged statements about religion, and we got letters, lots of them, about your interview. So I went through some of this mail when I did letters earlier today with senior producer Steve Proffitt.
Alex, it's good to have you back, and I guess we should start with a little context. So here's an excerpt of that interview with Sam Harris.
Moderates want their faith respected. They don't want faith itself criticized, and yet faith itself is what is bringing us all of this lunacy. We have to deal with polarizing ideologies, and we're not doing that because it is taboo to criticize people's religious certainties. Moderates have rendered it taboo, and fundamentalists take really luxurious cover under this taboo.
And you're right. We got lots and lots of letters about Harris. Many of them were in support of his positions.
Here's one. Thank you for having the courage to interview Sam Harris. This is from William Wright of Pipersville, Pennsylvania. He continues, that he delivers his important message with such eloquence and calm is a strong plus.
Many, many more letters like that one, and many like this from Laura Sharon of Flagstaff, Arizona. She writes, I'm really offended by Mr. Harris's statements that moderate Christians, well, aren't.
And Ms. Sharon goes on, please interview a Christian like Anne Lamott or Catherine Norris to balance out this hateful image perpetuated by fringe groups on both sides.
And it seems to me, writes Christopher Crowder of Kansas City, that most scientists are as dogmatic about their beliefs as are fundamentalist Christians or Muslims.
Case in point, says Mr. Crowder, dark matter. Scientists tell us it must exist because it's required to explain most of their observations of the cosmos.
But, he concludes, it cannot be observed in any measurable way. How exactly, he asks, is that different from believing in God?
Finally, on this topic from Jeff Brostrom, also of Flagstaff, it takes a mental disconnect for someone to call fundamental Christians dangerous. Do sacrificial love, honesty, forgiveness, and peace scare you to death?
Alex, we also got letters about a story we ran last week by another Alex, Alex Cohen.
An impersonator. No, yes, I heard that one too, about a guy who was running a marathon every week for an entire year.
Yes, and as is often the case, our keen listeners had information that topped even this bold attempt.
Erica Yoder of Los Angeles directed us to a website for a guy who is attempting 50 marathons in 50 days. He's trying to raise money for Katrina victims.
And Ari Kleiman of Santa Monica pointed out a site, marathon365.org, that features a man who's running throughout Europe 26 miles each day for a year. According to the site, today he ran in England from Lincoln to Nottingham.
Also, Steve, I see letters about an interview on Friday with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest. He was talking about an interview that President Clinton had the previous weekend on the Fox TV channel.
That's right, Alex, and we should have said Juan contributes to Fox News as a commentator. We didn't, and we apologize.
And finally, this about a story from our science reporter, David Malakoff, on a spider that produced sticky silk from the end of its limbs.
Chris Donald of Richmond, Virginia writes, it's intriguing to me that this is news, since any fan of Spider-Man knows that webs are produced from the wrists.
Exactly. Thanks for all your letters. Keep them coming, please, at our website, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link, and thank you, NPR's Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome, Alex.